everybody, to another edition of the Nerd Watch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money here at the Queen Kamado Center at Mighty Comics and Collectibles. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, yes, welcome, welcome, one and all. Yee-hee. So excited. Oh, man. Another day, another Tuesday, and of course, oh, I got to turn the rest of you fellas up. How's it going, everybody? Everybody doing okay?
Maybe
my mic doesn't work.
It works fine.
You need to turn it on.
I think your timer's broken.
I think our timer's just fine. What are you talking about? We're good. We're good now. So anyway, we are here. We are six strong. Where's that guy? That guy Ganon.
Ganondorf.
Yeah. What the heck happened to him?
He's conquering Hyrule.
Wow. Well, since you guys have always, by the way, might as well just get this going. I am going to introduce my crew tonight, of course, and we're going to get right to it, Chad. We're going to start from my left. Hey, put your headset on. You got to listen. You got to hear everybody.
I don't really like this rebellious phase Aaron's going
through. I know. It's really rebellious. It's ticking me off.
It reminds me of that commercial where they go, honey, the milk's gone bad. That's a jacket and I'm small.
He is the cinema scholar. He is also affectionately known as the cinnamon scallop. He is also Francine's Puerto Rican baby. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Aaron. He's in the house tonight.
I love how proud Francine is.
I'm Puerto Rican mama.
Also joining us this evening, she's been on a little hiatus because she's been working hard for her money.
And I also don't watch Marvel movies.
That's true.
Stop it. But she did take in Shazam twice, so good for her and good on her. Ladies and gentlemen, she is the creator of... Madam Walraven's erotic coloring book. She is also the creator of some tremendous pieces of art that currently sits on people's buttocks.
Sure.
Or, right?
Have you tattooed a butt cheek yet?
I've only tattooed part of a butt cheek.
All right,
upper
see?
Butt cheek.
Told you.
Or lower butt cheek.
It's upper butt.
Ladies and gentlemen, the mistress of the dark, and now officially the wokest chick in this room, it is Mike Francine. Fox. She's in the house.
That's how I like to earn things.
Also joining us this evening, nice. He is the gaming guru. He is the man who I hope had an opportunity to possibly partake in a little bit of Days Gone. I know I did. Ladies and gentlemen, please say hello to Format. He's in the house tonight as well.
Hello, Format.
Greetings, y'all.
Also joining us this evening, he is the comic book artist extraordinaire. If you have ever picked up his comic book, Kakui Project, I guarantee you know his political leanings. They are as obvious as a Starbucks cup in an episode of Game of Thrones. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up
that cup,
for Todd Bernardi. He's in the house tonight.
I watched that episode twice.
You didn't notice it?
No.
I didn't watch it. So
I watched it.
Wow, I didn't get to watch it at all. So anyway. Anyway, also joining us this evening, he is the godfather of comic books. He is the chairman of the comic book
Seeing as
board.
How there's going to be a big news article on how I murdered you in about 3 weeks.
He is the sinister minister of Maui Comic Con. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, he is the self-proclaimed comic master.
Maui news.
He is freaky.
Right.
He is Deaky. He is definitely Leaky.
You.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Dr. Freaky, Daddy Leaky. Leaky, he's in the house tonight.
Oh, applause.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready for that. Wait, I'm going to say something.
Yes, go ahead.
Sleep is the great equalizer. Do it. Hit the blue button.
By the way, I forgot this. I was asked to hashtag crickets for Todd Bernardi.
It's actual crickets this time.
Uh-huh.
Not the squeaky
That's
wheel.
Right.
Hashtag me too.
I was kind of hearing crickets before.
Well, there it is now. Well, ladies and gentlemen, everybody's asking.
So which one of those buttons does the Arnold get to the chopper?
There's a couple of them on here. People are asking, why don't I have an introduction? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is official. I do have an introduction.
Ron Kataguys,
here
wall warmer.
We go.
Here comes the money.
Here we go, money talk.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I am the face that runs the place. I am the champ that runs the camp. I, of course, am G Money. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. So glad to be with you here tonight. That work out for you? Now I have officially, I have an intro now. I feel like that's
they're
a great
turn,
intro.
Turn our mics up so we can grow.
it might actually be a better show.
That was like
Hey, well, it's all there. But anyway, we are
wrestling's fake.
Hey, You stop it. Wrestling is real. It's people that are fake.
That would be your like walkout song.
Yeah, it would be. You darn right it would
you
be.
You throw up a handful of cash.
That's what's going to happen at MollyCon
this year.
And
immediately scramble to pick it up.
That's going to happen at MollyCon this year. That's the first thing I'm going to hit. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage. Yes, I'm going to do it.
See, Ron, that guy, groan. Yes, thank you, Ron. Typing what we're all thinking.
It was fantastic. Well, listen, before we get into all of the controversial stuff this week.
Controversial?
Oh, there's a, well, I mean, we didn't have a chance to talk about some things. We also got the, we got the second trailer for Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
That's coming up
Earth
very shortly.
616, baby.
Yeah, so we'll find out what the heck's going on. I freaked out when I saw them shaking hands, but, yeah, when I saw Mysterio shaking hands with Spider-Man, I freaked out a bit. He's my favorite Rogues Gallery character. But before we get into that, it's time to check in with the Sinister Minister of Maui Comics and Collectibles. And yes, it's time to check in. Every single Wednesday is New Comic Book Wednesday right here in the heart of Kahului Town. So let's find out what is new this week in the world of the comic books.
Oh, Daddy Leaks, your list is so salty.
Oh my gosh, that's good.
No,
that's fantastic. I'm definitely feeling that for sure. I like that a lot.
Oh, good.
All right, what's going on?
Age of Conan, Elot, number 3 of 5.
Really? Are we still on that?
I was seeing if I could read it fast enough where you wouldn't say anything. Age of X-Man Apocalypse and the X-Tracks, number 3 of 5. Another 3 of 5 this week.
Uh-huh.
Aliens Resistance, number 4. Batman and the Outsiders, number 1.
Ooh, Batman and the Outsiders.
I will not hold you a copy.
Okay. Like with Ponyboy Curtis, Outsiders?
Yeah. Stay gold.
Stay gold.
Batman Who Laughs, number 5 of 6. I don't think that's what it sounds like.
No? Okay, sorry.
Captain America, number 10, America's Ass. Captain Marvel, number 5.
Is it really? I want to hold me a copy of that. Hold me a copy.
No, it doesn't say America's Ass on the comic. You missed my zinger.
I know, I heard your zinger.
Captain Marvel. IHOP's ass.
IHOP's ass.
Catwoman. Nice. Someone make a meme of that. Catwoman, nice. Number 11. We got comic supplies coming in.
Ooh.
Zoinks? Do you buy any?
Yeah, no. He buys nothing.
Well, he's always throwing stuff away.
He's just hanging out by the trash.
I just take home the rubbish. He throws away comic boxes and comic protectors. I'm like, these are still good, man.
Wow.
I'm like, wow, these taste fine. Why are you throwing this out?
Typical artist.
Wow.
Conan the Barbarian. Oh, sorry, Francine. I forgot there was some solidarity going on there.
Yeah.
Detective Comics, number 1003. Die, number 1, the 5th printing.
What was it again?
Oh, Die.
There we go.
Number 1, 3, and 5.
Nice.
Isn't that scary?
It was very scary.
Disney, Frozen, scary Reunion Road, number 3. Ugh. For some reason, people coming in and asking for that book must be some crazy stuff. And towards the Frozen sequel.
Uh-huh. Lesbionics in that book, I think.
Whoa, calm down.
Can I?
Is that a language?
Kind of.
Is that like cyber dildonics?
I think it's a sign language. You only use your hands. Yeah, you use these fingers.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Which fingers?
These ones.
Oh, okay.
Digitally. Flash,
it's
number
7. It's kind of linguist.
What do you use that finger for?
Gears of War, Hivebusters, number 1.
What?
By our friend Curtis Weeb.
Wait a minute. Bruh. He was talking about that when we interviewed him, and he said that he was working on something.
No, he already did a run of Gears of War. This is a new number 1.
Oh, is this a new one? Oh, okay, cool.
He's going off. Hawkman, number 12. Heavy Metal, number 293. Now edited by Grant Morrison, Todd's favorite writer.
Hey.
He's so great.
He's a chaos magician.
Mm-hmm.
You
should see his drawings.
No, Alan Moore's
magician.
He's a legit magician.
In the Dark Earth.
So is Randy Pitchford from the hell's it? Where's that place he works at again? He's the guy who created Borderlands. Yeah, he's also a magician.
House of Whispers, number 9.
Oh, what is that?
It's like the Sandman universe books on the new Vertigo reboot.
Can you say House of Whispers? Is that what you're supposed to say?
House of Whispers.
All right, nice.
Whispers. Yes. Jim Henson, storyteller, Sirens, number 2.
All right. At least he's not under the Dark Crystal anymore. That sounded homoerotic.
What?
Homer erotic.
Justice League, Odyssey number 9.
That's
Justice
why the donut's League. Pink.
Oh, look at you, Todd.
Murder Falcon number 8.
Wait, no. Sorry. What is that again?
Murder Falcon number 8.
Thank you.
Never going to get through
this. Never.
Rick and Morty number 49. Oh, it's a replacement. Ronin Island number 3. Samurai Jack, Lost Worlds number 1.
Ooh.
It's all that crazy alternate reality stuff the kids are talking about nowadays.
They talk about it all the time.
It's so hot. Alternate reality. So hot.
Those so multiverses.
Hot.
It's hot right now.
Wow.
Right, Todd? It helps stories make more sense. It helps death not be as permanent.
It's all a
nice.
Bunch of garbage.
Savage Sword of Conan number 5.
Ooh, it's savage.
Shadow Rose number 7.
Savage.
Shazam number 5.
Shazam!
Sonic the Hedgehog number 16.
Ooh.
Everybody excited for the Sonic the Hedgehog movie?
Oh, man.
yeah, because Nicolas Cage is playing Sonic, right?
Well, I can't wait for that.
He just wore blue feety pajamas.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Anyway, what else is out there?
Spider-Man Deadpool number 50.
Ooh.
A lot of Star Wars books. Star Wars Adventures number 21.
Uh-huh.
Star Wars Age of the Republic. Boba Fett number 1. Ooh. Yeah, the Fett man.
Boba Fett.
Dr. Aphra number 3. Why do you say that?
Boba.
Supergirl number 30.
She's super.
Symbiote Boba Spider-Man Fett. Number 2 of
Boba.
5.
What is that?
Symbiote Spider-Man number 2 of 5.
What are the chances we get the symbiote suit in the new
Movie?
Uh-huh.
Not
you sure? They haven't. Apparently, Secret Wars isn't the next thing on Spider-Man's agenda.
God, Venom is just too Fox X-Men. I mean, it was fun, but it was just not MCU caliber.
Fox it then.
They will Fox it, meaning they'll throw it in the rubbish. They pushed New Mutants back.
I know, man. What the hell?
Unstoppable Wasp, number 7. War of the Realms, Journey into Mystery, number 2 of 5.
Wait a minute. Does she fall into the category of also being unbeatable?
Unbeatable. I don't know. She's unstoppable.
All right, cool.
If beating's what she wants to do, then you can't stop her. If so.
Fair enough.
Facto, whatever.
Whatever.
War of the Realms, New Agents of Atlas.
Number 4. Yeah, that argument. That sound.
Not sure what Harry Potter spell that Latin was supposed to be. But
Wonder
all right.
Twins number 4 of 6. Wonder Twins, I can't believe they're getting their due now.
Sweet.
Wonder Woman number 70. X-Force number 7. And that is your comic list.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is your comic book list, courtesy of Dr. Freaky Daddy Leaky. Come and get your comic books right here at the Queen Kamano Center, doctor. Maui Comics and Collectibles. You're not going to want to miss out on that. I hope your event for free comic book day was eventful. How was it?
Oh, it was great.
Fantastic.
It was amazing.
Fantastic.
Ask format.
All right, format, how was it?
It was great.
Fantastic.
It was also Boys Day too, wasn't it?
Yeah, the mall was pretty busy. I was actually at my kids' wrestling tournament that day. So format and the crew, Swan, Travis, Dylan.
Hey, ain't nothing celebrating like Julie comic Richard. Books and a boy's fertility, right? On the same
what?
Day. Isn't that what that is?
Stop.
Are you sure? I'm just asking. I always thought that's what it was.
It's just a day for Grammy to give you candy money.
Oh, okay. I thought there was more to it than that. Wasn't there more to it than that? I always thought there was. But anyway. So, pick up your comic books.
Everybody knows that.
Pick up your comic books right here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. You can subscribe to every single comic that he subscribes to, and he can put it in your pool box. Todd, does he put stuff in your box?
Fertility.
And I don't even have to ask him.
What a nice guy. What a nice guy. Anyway, big shout out to, of course, our good friends at Game Over Comics. I hope they had a good free comic book day as well.
Yeah, and they did a big May the 4th celebration.
Fantastic. Good for them. Thanks for the invite, bruh. Anyway.
It was a Facebook event.
Oh, it was? Oh, okay. Just checking. All right.
He was already in
Lahaina.
Oh, okay.
He was already in Lahaina. That's why he went.
Yeah.
Well, listen, before we get into Spider-Man, there is definitely something that we need to talk about at this table. Because I want to get her take on it. Francine, the lovely Francine.
What do I do?
How are you?
Hi.
We're so glad you're here today.
I kind of missed you guys.
Tonight, we missed you too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, nice. Well, we did. But Francine, you...
This show is awful without any women on it.
It's not awful. It's good.
It's
but I love it when there's no chicks
Todd talks so much more.
It's true. It's true. That is true.
I can talk less about the other guys.
What's the Bechdel test, but disincluding Todd? Yeah. I want one of our shows to pass that.
Well, the reason why I'm pointing to Francine is because she has been so busy, but yet she found time in her schedule to watch a movie twice, and it was the same movie.
Yeah, I really liked it.
You liked Shazam, did you?
Yeah. Was it? I would watch it a third time.
Wouldn't you? It is my favorite superhero movie of the year, and I've also watched Endgame. So I'm with you 110%. Did you like
it
that much?
Are you saying that in front of me to upset me? To go to reaction of some sort? Yeah.
Of course. Do you think I'm funny?
Hey, don't cast your vote. So, I mean, Dark Phoenix is still coming out.
Well,
so.
That is true. Good point, like, Todd.
You don't want to.
That could be my favorite. Mean, that
probably will
okay,
be.
Okay, let's put
favorite.
It this way.
That's probably the Fox X-Men movie that I will go the easiest on,
right,
to be honest with you.
Right now.
Because you're like, oh,
Shazam.
It's the end. I'm like, done with it. The other ones were like, everyone's going to pay to go see this crap. And I'm going to get another one of these.
Well, Shazam right now is currently at the top of my comic book movie list of this year. Dark Phoenix is a close
Hellboy
second.
Hellboy is at second. You haven't seen Dark Phoenix.
I know, but still, it's at a close second. Hellboy is running a third, and then and then Endgame. So, actually, no, Endgame, then Hellboy. So that's my top. Really? That's my top four for now. Francine, what did you love about it?
It gave me the feels.
Didn't it, though?
Yeah. It made me really, I just really enjoyed being, like, watching the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of, it made me feel just inspired while watching
yes,
it.
Yes,
you know? Like,
yes.
It took me into the place. I think everything was there. Like, the comic relief was there. The stories, like, it pulled at your heartstrings mm-hmm. just enough. And then the soundtrack was really fun. And then played the Ramones at the end. And
yep.
I was like, there's a done deal after that.
That's very cool.
And the animated sequence towards the end was like so, so cherry.
I have to tell you, after I watched it again, I think Barry was right that part where he meets his mom is such a like a bummer.
I was gonna say when I re-listened to that pod
mm-hmm.
and Barry was saying that part, I was mm-hmm. like, yeah, they really didn't need that.
Yeah, that was a real
bummer. It wasn't
bummer.
Necessary because the point was already proven.
I know, like, hey, kid, I don't need you.
Yeah, it's like, just in case you didn't
just
realize it.
Just in case you didn't realize it.
I threw you out like garbage.
Like garbage.
What's like, this special thing I gave you? Let me kick you in the nuts before you leave.
Yeah, right. Hey, thanks, Mom.
I thought it was great, though, because then it wasn't that, like, right after seeing you...
It was
he
a
jumps
growth
off
moment.
The like he kind of just throws himself off sure, the yeah, building, and mm-hmm. I feel like that was like he had nothing left to lose.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
For me, it kind of wrapped yeah. it together.
And when he, I mean, to be fair, when he did give his mom the compass, mm-hmm. said, "I think you need this more than I do." That was
a growing moment for him.
Yeah.
But then immediately after he does that, she kicks him in the balls.
She
again.
Does. Kick
She's like, "What's this?
What's this?" Not like she wouldn't just take it, right?
Yeah, she could have just took it and then be done with it.
What's this?
And he's like, oh, I'm going to go fly, you bitch.
Yeah. That's a good point, man. That's such a good point. She couldn't
that was
just
harsh, man.
She couldn't just shut up, right? She had to, what's this?
If they added the what's this part, they should have added him going,
yeah.
just like rolling his eyes and be like, whatever.
Whatever. I'm
this whole scene was garbage.
This whole scene, I'm out of here. It's garbage.
Oh, you should have Shazammed right in the hallway and just blew up the building. He's like, hey, Ma, watch this.
Shazam!
Mattress on!
And show her flying through the back window. No.
That would have been so awesome.
Oh, so petty.
So good. So petty, but yet so satisfying for some reason. Well, I'm glad you watched it, Francine. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Your favorite comic book movie of the year, I hope.
Yeah, I actually got to watch it twice for complimentary on behalf of the comic book store.
Oh, fantastic.
And then I had the Avengers passes that I used to watch.
How dare you?
Good use of the Avengers
passes. Yeah, how dare you?
It's all right.
Well, I'm so glad you got to watch it. I'm really glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I got to take my kid, and then I took my kid again with his buddy.
Yeah, it's great to watch. I love that movie. Anyway, there is a movie that we do have to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. All right?
Well, before we get off of Shazam, Zane Lacaden says his favorite line is in the whole movie is... grab the stick and say my name.
Grab the stick and say my name.
He's like, gross. It was great. It was so beautiful.
That is good. That's real good. But there is a little more
you,
pressing.
No.
There's a there is some pressing, more pressing news that we didn't get a chance to talk to last week because of all of the Endgame conundrum. So I think it's time that the Nerd Watch gets a chance to talk about this.
What's going on?
Well, I don't know.
Are you trying to bring us down?
Yeah, a little bit. I think I am.
Where's the setup?
Well, there's a bit of a setup.
Even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. That's
especially
why
after
a Sonic movie.
I gotta go fast.
Especially after I handed her back the compass.
Yeah. But that's the thing is, this song and him saying I gotta go fast, not the problem.
I think it is the problem.
No,
they inserted the stupid song
Sonic
because it was
90s. I was gonna say, Sonic is born in the 90s. And they're marketing it to 90s kids.
I don't know. I was like,
would
what
you rather
the?
Have had Fantastic Voyage?
Well, don't get me started, because I think I might want Fantastic
Because that's
Voyage.
Trailer 2.
I hope so, because the trailer could have been much better if it did, you know, something like that, right? Don't you think? Right? There you go. I think it should be a lot better, right?
Yeah.
I could have lived with this as the Sonic trailer.
It's a little too slow, though. Sonic gotta go fast.
Right, and Gangsta's Paradise is like dance, it's like house music. Yeah. I have to tell you something. I watched that trailer.
Maybe I should have done Prodigy.
I watched that trailer, and I got to tell you that I was not impressed at all, other than with Jim Carrey being Jim Carrey from 10 years ago.
So you're like everybody else in the world who saw it.
I think so. I think that was the only thing impressive. Okay, there's a point that somebody brought up to me, or some that I heard, that actually makes legitimate sense to me, thinking about it now. Why would you buy the property of Sonic the Hedgehog just for the name and then not use his likeness? I didn't get that. That seemed a little strange to me. So, I don't know. Sonic the Hedgehog is...
His likeness is there. I mean, you know what he's supposed to look like.
You remember what country is that Knuckles from? Zimbabwe, Knuckles, or whatever. Show me the way.
Show me the way.
Ugandan Knuckles. This is the counterpart to him.
I guess
This is his buddy.
I mean, do we get
Knuckles?
Like Knuckles,
show me they way.
Do we get Knuckles and do we get his other compatriots in this movie, or is it just a Sonic movie?
I hope not.
And by the way,
Tails is going to be reconstituted roadkill.
Is it just me, or does James Marsden does his best work with CGI created?
James
characters?
Marsden has never done any. work that could be qualified as best or even just good.
Apparently, you've never seen Hop, so
or 27 Dresses.
He's fantastic in 27 Dresses. I just okay. Here's
James
my other.
James Marsden is like the Anne Hathaway of men.
Oh my god! Jeez, that's hardcore.
Oh, man.
Jeez, that's hardcore.
That's where he ranks with.
What
me.
I guess my biggest problem with the trailer was is I'm not sure what exactly is going on. I don't know what they're trying. I don't know what the story is. I don't get it.
Sonic goes fast.
Apparently.
Sonic goes fast. The government is trying to catch him.
Mm-hmm.
And the only person they have that apparently can do it is Robotnik.
Although, can I make a quick prediction? Because at the end of the trailer, you get like, you know, the Zap 2 moment and he's in like Mushroom World or whatever and he looks like the real video game Robotnik.
Oh, yes.
I think that's going to be a tie to like, they go back to Sonic's world or Robotnik finds a way to Sonic's world and he does what he does in the first video game.
Yeah.
Imprison all the furry talking sentient animal cartoon creatures in robot bodies, and Sonic has to free them.
All right, now
isn't this just like Harry and the Hendersons, then?
Kind of, sorta. Really? But here's what—maybe I asked this last week, but I don't remember. I don't remember Sonic having electric hair, or whatever they were trying to. I don't remember that for Sonic. Then again, to be fair, I wasn't the biggest Sonic fan when it came to the video game either. So
well, it
maybe
is a power up in the second Sonic. Story.
What is his best adventure?
You know, I think the whole
this one with Jim Carrey.
I think the whole Sega quadrilogy is pretty epic.
I will say the only one that was memorable for me, and it wasn't because it was the game; it was because what I could do with the cartridge when I could.
Yeah, Sonic and Knuckles.
It
was great.
That was the only thing.
Sonic
that
3 came out at the same time as
Sonic and Knuckles.
But the fact that. You know, for the time, it was mind-blowing because it's buying Sonic & Knuckles is like buying another system because there's three games that work with it.
Right.
You can use it back to Sonic 1, which I thought was incredible as a kid.
There's Sonic, there's Knuckles, and who's the other guy?
Tails.
That's it. Tales.
Miles Tales Prower.
So apparently the director of the film, who I failed to get his name, said that they are going to make revisions to...
I love that. I love when people cave to fan pressure. Score one for toxic fandom.
And there are so many memes of like, there, we fixed it.
You need to complain more about James Marsden.
I tried.
Well, I tell you what.
Well, it worked for X-Men.
I really feel like he should be in a flight suit for this movie. Maybe give him some really cool shades.
What do you think looks better, yellow spandex?
Yes, please.
Yeah, see, there it is.
He did do that epic Taco Bell commercial.
Oh, he did. That's right. He totally did. I just don't... the thing with Sonic is that I don't understand with... Why is it that they can't seem to get video game movies right?
Mortal Kombat.
Okay. The
I'm looking at you,
the
Super
rule.
Mario.
All right.
I was going to bring up Super Mario.
Two exceptions to the rule.
That's great.
Mortal Kombat. I
mean, dinosaurs, right?
By the way, to be fair, I think Mortal Kombat 2 Annihilation is better than Mortal Kombat.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
no.
Well, that's only because Cyrax was in it, so I was kind of excited. So I always like using Cyrax. Hey, what's wrong with Cyrax format? What the hell?
There's nothing wrong with Cyrax, the character, but loving a movie because of one character?
I actually enjoyed it.
That's
like
ridiculous.
Seeing... And then that is ridiculous. And what's her face?
That is ridiculous.
Unless sit
that
down.
That's like saying, I love Jurassic Park because of the spitting dinosaur.
Yes.
And I like only the spitting dinosaur.
And Sindel. I like Sindel as well.
Oh, no. That was terrible. No.
Come on.
I didn't even see it.
No.
You never saw Annihilation? It's awesome.
You know what is a good Mortal Kombat movie, though? Is the series that was on YouTube.
Which one?
The Legacy.
Is that a fan series?
Yeah, it was a fan series.
Oh, that was the one by Machinima before they went under.
Yeah. That one.
Yeah.
That one was solid.
They released it on Blu-ray.
Oh, really?
They did. Yeah. Wasn't it like in 12 or 11 minute segments or something like that?
Something like that. Yeah. Everything was done.
I got
shorts.
To see a couple and it was pretty good. I never got to finish it, but yeah, it was
that
actually was,
was
very,
a better thing than what we got in the theaters.
Well, first of all, that's sacrilege because everybody knows that Christopher Lambert is the best Raiden that ever lived.
What about this?
Hell no. No.
All right, fine. What James Remar is only narrowly better.
Carlos Pencina will always be the
Raiden.
The pinnacle Raiden because he was the original character model. Mm.
Wow, that's a good point. By the way, I'm starting to get into...
bring your Highlander bullcrap into this.
Hey, it's Christopher Lambert. He gets a free pass, don't you think?
What about?
I like how you French Canadian did though. Lambert.
Lambert.
No.
But anyway, what was that, Todd?
What about Street Fighter?
Street Fighter is awesome. Raul Julia, Blanca. I mean, come on. Guile?
If only as a love letter to Raul Julia's
acting
prowess.
Raul Julia is the only reason why that movie Jean-Claude gets a pass.
I love that this Vice article keeps popping up on my Facebook feed about like the metric tons of cocaine that Van Damme was blowing through on that movie set.
He didn't look like he was on cocaine at all.
Yeah, right.
I freaking.
Who wants to go home?
I like Street.
Who wants to come with me?
Who wants to come with me? I just find it so ironic that video game movies can be so awful. I mean, I can't even. Well, it's okay. To be fair, the new Tomb Raider actually wasn't bad. The new one
it wasn't good.
Alicia Vikander. It wasn't. You're right. It wasn't good, but it definitely wasn't bad.
I've seen lots of fans of that movie though.
It was as good as that.
It was almost
movie.
A shot for shot recreation.
It was
of the game.
It definitely so it was.
Like,
agreed.
We've seen this already.
Yeah, I mean, there's all. I can't even think of Sonic the Hedgehog could be the first, but I can't think of a video game.
Assassin's Creed.
Oh man!
Had
Magneto in that one.
Oh man!
Michael Fassbender was awful. That movie's terrible.
My heart is giving out.
I never saw it.
No,
I refuse. You guys are the morons.
You should.
We never see that.
You should suffer.
I would never let that into my eyeballs.
You should suffer through that. If you think Michael Fassbender in a turtleneck is something, wait till you see him in medieval gear. He's pretty awesome. Yeah, that Assassin's Creed wasn't any good. To be fair, though, the new Hitman actually wasn't bad. Not the one with Timothy Oliphant. That
sucked.
There were
two Hitman movies.
Yes, there was. And the new Hitman was actually pretty decent. It was fun, I think. So, but yeah, it just seems like...
Can you think of any good video game movies?
The Ninja Assassin movie, right?
Okay, first of all, that was not a video game movie.
Yeah, I thought it was.
No. That was a terrible movie, by the way.
Madden 95.
Yeah, I just don't. I never. Hollywood
Echo
never.
The Dolphin.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That would be a great.
Yeah, Hollywood never gets get video game movies right.
It's gonna Jaws be. It's the... gonna end up just like comic book movies. Comic book movies were terrible, and then they were really, really good.
That's true.
We'll but see. They were so good that they were terrible again.
It's true.
So,
video game movies have been bad from the beginning.
Right, exactly. So they're really, really bad. Double and then dragon. The studio is going to be like, so we got these brothers, right? And they've got these medallions that fit together.
Yes!
And they
Bimmy Lee.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so that's... Just one studio is going to buy them all up and be like, we're going to just release movie after movie after movie.
I know one video game movie that actually is pretty good, and it's incredibly campy, but yet it's very, very well done. Tron is technically not a video game movie. They had a video game based on that, but no one remembers this, and a lot of people don't. Dead or Alive. Dead or Alive from the 90s was actually pretty good.
Really?
Yep.
It's
good, right? It's so good.
The jiggle physics.
Yes, the jiggle physics.
I downloaded that movie for free and I couldn't finish it.
It's fantastic. You need to finish it.
That's exactly how the game is.
Yes.
It's terrible like the game.
Yes.
That's why it is spot on recreation.
Yes.
It's the Jamie Presley
Kevin
version,
Nash
right?
is over the top in it. He's so funny in it. He's so good. The actual martial arts is very well done, I think. And the girls in it are good. Devin Aoki when she was a thing. So, yeah, that was...
Jamie Presley's in it, right?
Jamie Presley is in it as well. She's in it too.
I downloaded that and then I was like, I can't watch this. This is terrible. I'm going to watch Punisher War Journal instead.
Wow. Nice.
And I couldn't finish that either.
First of all, this Punisher War Zone, and that one is fantastic.
No, it's not.
I'm a huge fan.
I couldn't finish it.
Listen, whenever
the makeup on the guy looked just awful.
When you can get when a director can capture Frank Castle's tears next to his wife's tombstone like that, it's incredible.
No,
that's all it takes.
It's all it takes. No. I mean, because the Punisher never cries.
Go cry next to the tombstone.
Hey, Ray Winstone. I'm sorry, Frank Castle. That movie wasn't too bad. I enjoyed it.
Assassin's Creed bad.
I can't wait for G's like shining moments when it's just gonna be B-roll of him crying next to things and be like, oh my god, these were the best scenes.
Yeah, that is true. That's the best. Yeah, I have a bad feeling that that Hollywood is never ever gonna get a video game movie right. Unfortunately,
Can I tell you? I saw how bad this Sonic was gonna be, and I was still gonna go see it. Very eagerly.
Which is that?
Sonic?
Prince of Persia.
Wow.
They got a real Persian guy for that one, I heard.
I tell you what, Prince of Persia is actually not that bad, to be fair.
That guy's not Persian?
Speaking of video game movies, we bag on Jake Gyllenhaal, but if there's one guy...
I would put my bag on Jake Gyllenhaal. One speed.
It actually wasn't bad. That Prince of Persia was not that bad. So there you go.
I loved him.
Within the confines of the game and what is expected out of the game,
yes.
the movie does actually follow.
Yes, it does.
The game.
Yes.
Sure. Casting choices could have been better, but the most part, I mean, it's one of the few good ones.
You have to be an amazing actor.
Did he jump across a hole?
He did.
Yes. Did he swing on a rope?
Yes.
Did he go down a ladder?
Yes.
Mission accomplished.
Yes, exactly. There it is. Yep. If there,
and it's Prince of Persia, so he rewound all of that and did it again.
And did it again. That's right, he did.
Sands of Time, baby.
See, and this is the Sands of Time.
Was he wearing Aladdin's clothes?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, a little bit. You have to admire Jake Gyllenhaal. You know he's a good actor because when he can play...
Did he have that damage tattoo on his forehead back then?
Jake Gyllenhaal, not Jared Leto. Different guy.
Sorry. Same guy.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Wow. Jake Gyllenhaal's incredible. I mean, he can play...
Oh, Jared Leto's incredible.
He can play... Jake Gyllenhaal can play Middle Eastern... Prefontaine. ...better than most Middle Eastern people Prefontaine. Can play...
Prefontaine. Jared
Eastern.
Leto made me care about a track runner.
No, you did not just say that.
Did I just say that?
What did you say?
He's such a good actor. Jake Gyllenhaal's such a good actor that he can play Middle Eastern better than most Middle Eastern people can
That's
play.
Rough.
Are you sure?
I'm glad I talked over that. Okay.
That's how good Jake is. Come on. Okay. To get back to the point, though... We may just see.
Diamond Phillips too good for this world.
We may just see the awakening of a good video game movie.
Alika Diamond Phillips.
He's so great the Mexicans call him La Bamba.
I thought it was blah 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 La Bamba.
That's how they say it.
Is that how they say it? That's awesome. That's awesome. Anyway, getting back to the point. Sonic,
was that Farsi?
Yes, it was. Sonic.
DJ Calvicani, by the way, let me interrupt your Sonic hate-filled tirade, but DJ's going to be here in 2 weeks.
Oh, good.
But issue 5's not going to be here.
Oh, great.
Because
that
he's
sucks.
A comic artist and he's running behind a deadline. Wow. But
you sound a lot like my white friend, Todd.
Who's that?
Bernardi?
Have I met him?
Yeah, yeah. I don't think you have met him.
You know, his white friend.
You only have one?
His New Mexican friend.
You don't seem like the guy who's only got one white friend.
How come that was... That was a qualifier.
That was sorry.
That was the...
Sorry. Just in case no one knew.
I don't mind.
All right, just because remember, G says people are listening, friend. Not just watching. They're also listening.
But
so.
I'm not. But I'm not as proud of it as you are. I guess.
You got nothing but pride.
You're very proud of your white friends, aren't you?
I'm very proud of that. Anyway, we are kind of...
I can't wait until the next time I introduce you to someone. Like, hey, this is my white friend, Todd.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
Well, to be fair, that's how white people talk about their black friends behind their back.
That's how people introduced me to my friend when I was living
what?
In Oregon.
Yeah. Really?
The white friend?
Not the
Francine?
White friend. No, the opposite.
Oh. This is my non-
this
this
is my white
PLC
friend,
friends.
Francine.
This is my nondescript
POC friend.
My ethnic friend.
This is my POC friend. Oh my God.
I was in college, this one girl I was seeing, and she straight up told me to my face, "You're the first ethnic guy I've ever been." And I was like,
I know they have ethnic.
Yeah, I know.
That's awesome. Being this friends with Francine makes me too. Not prejudiced.
Well, shows how white she was.
That's awesome.
Oh man.
So awesome. That's see Todd, that's a good qualifier.
You, yeah, some of my best friends are white.
That's right.
Prove it.
I'm part white.
Oh my gosh, it's too funny.
3% or something like that.
Wow. I don't believe you have any.
So
plans.
I get to see all the white jokes.
I actually you guys are pretty much my only friends, so
Aww. Do you have sad music? Do you have like...
Oh, I do. Wait. Do I have something?
After getting hurt?
No.
Bang.
Yeah, there you go.
Was that better?
That was good.
All right, sweet. Yeah. So listen, we are bearing the lead here. Although we are talking trash about Sonic and Sonic's possible demise at the box office, there is a movie coming out this weekend.
I'm going to see it.
And that, of course, is this could resurrect the video game movie franchises, and that is Detective Pikachu. It looks really good.
That's based on a manga.
Mm, good
isn't
time.
That, isn't that
no, it was a game, wasn't it?
Isn't that how you...
It was a game.
It was a game.
Pokemon was a game.
Pokemon.
Anime and a manga.
Pokemon.
Anime.
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 And Aunt May?
Hey, man, it's one of those Jap animation cartoons.
Whoa! What the... Holy crap!
That's how you say it.
Oh, that's because you're my white friend. I forgot.
Yeah. Please pardon him. He's, despite his racial handicap, he's actually a pretty decent guy.
Well, we do have... we do know that the brand new Pokemon... film coming out is, of course...
He's stuck. He doesn't know what to say.
I know.
Anymore.
I'm a little shocked. Like, the new Pokemon film is coming
animes.
Out.
Animes.
Detective Pikachu. I'm very excited to see it. I'm actually going to go watch it on Thursday. Are you, Aaron?
Yep.
Fantastic.
All my tickets.
I saw the trailer, so I'm very impressed. I cannot wait to see it. So,
did you get good seats?
I'm going to the 4 o'clock show.
Oh, so
that's the only one to go to, bro.
Don't.
What? There's only one show?
Don't at me, bro.
What?
The 4 o'clock show?
Yeah.
With all of the soccer moms?
Yeah. Whoa! Shut your mouth, Todd.
Wait, what do you mean?
Or they'll still be at work, so there won't be too much kids.
So, ladies and gentlemen.
So, it's just the soccer moms.
And Aaron. And me.
Did it kick us out? Are we not on anymore?
No, we're on. We're still here. Anyway, there is some breaking news. Breaking news just came on.
Yeah, Ron Kataguy says, you really don't seem like the kind of guy that has just one white friend.
Todd's my only one. In a press release sent out today, ladies and gentlemen, Disney confirmed the release dates for their upcoming Phase 4 films through 2022.
Oh, who cares?
But.
I do.
I know.
But they did not include any titles. The schedule now looks like
just a bunch of dates.
Here's the thing.
Let's get excited.
Here we go. First date, May 1st, 2020.
Oh, what?
If you like that, wait till you hear this.
I don't like that. There's nothing in the first
November
half of
the year. November 6th, 2020.
Whoa! The same year? Yeah.
There's only two movies in 2020?
What?
Okay, I'm only going to make an assumption, but I'm going to say that this next date is going to be Black Panther 2. February 12th, 2021.
That's racist because that's Black History Month.
Well,
that's
why,
racist.
Why
right,
because
it came out the Black History Month, the first one did. Also coming out May 7th, 2021. Huh?
Iron Man 4.
Yeah, probably.
They resurrect that Tony Stark kid.
Not only do they have two films from Marvel
no,
in 2021.
Iron Man 4 is going to be they use Tony's tech to Weekend at Bernie's him.
They're going to have a third.
They open the mask and it's his decomposing face. No, close the mask.
They're going to have a third film in 2021 on November 5th. Unbelievable. Three
Shang-Chi.
Marvel films
Endgame
in one
three.
Year. And then yet again, February 18th, 2022, my birthday. I'm very excited. So they have three Marvel films
if you're alive.
In 2022.
It'll be the one crappy movie they put out.
What the... The hell?
Why is it not she's scary getting, when I say I'm going to kill you?
She's planning something.
I know.
He knows that she carries an X-Acto blade in her purse.
That's true. Very true. Good point.
She's got weapons.
So, here's my thing. It's that I know they're just releasing dates, but do you think that we are we're obviously moving on for the Avengers?
Yeah, big
so
deal.
Are we building to, because of Spider-Man, do you think we're building, which we'll talk about in a moment, do you think we're building the Secret Wars?
They don't have Spider, but they don't have Spider-Man past this movie.
Wait a minute, hang on a second. We don't know what the deals they've made yet.
They haven't announced
correct.
Any deals.
Correct.
So his contract's up after this movie.
His original contract. His original contract is up. If I'm not mistaken.
And Venom did good, so Sony probably wants them back.
It's true, but I doubt that they will do
Sony,
that.
Sony will do something stupid like recast him. I'm sure that they would do that.
Not Todd. Not Holland, because Holland's good. I think.
Yeah, he's all right.
I think he's good.
Nah, he's all right.
All right. Now, since we're talking
Andrew
about
Andrew Garfield was good.
He was good. He was very good in the first one.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite Spider-Man movies.
Tobey Maguire is pretty good, too. Mm-hmm. They should bring him back.
But that's a Sony thing, recasting. Yeah.
But that's Sony's got it.
He's saying that Sony, because of Spider-Man being so popular, because of Marvel, they're going to just want the rights back, and they're going to start making their own Marvel movies.
And they would do that because the contract's over.
I don't think so. The success of Marvel and the Marvel movies has catapulted Spider-Man to another level, I think. By the way,
they don't even need him.
Yeah, nobody knew who that guy was before.
They could kill him. They could kill him off in this next movie. Nobody would need him for the MCU.
Speaking of, before we get into more Marvel, which we are, we're going to get into the Spider-Man
trailer.
They
should kill him.
Todd.
Nick Fury needs him.
Todd was absolutely right, by the way, about Endgame.
His Filipino friend.
Todd was right about Endgame. The second week of Endgame, the box office went down 59.2%. But
you guys were all saying it's good
for all the movies.
That's correct.
That came out.
And that's what I was
going to
say.
I don't know why.
Format is absolutely right. That happens to every single movie.
Yeah, but you guys were saying 30%. I was saying it's going to be like 60.
But here's the thing, Todd.
You're welcome. I'm very right.
At 59% decrease
in box
office.
I know, it still made $100 million.
It is the second biggest movie of all time behind Avatar now.
If this was a showcase showdown, Todd Bernardi would have won.
No, he wouldn't have.
That's right.
He wouldn't have won.
I would have won.
But then what? You would have won what? You wouldn't have gotten nothing.
I would have gotten a chance to play Plinko.
That's true.
I would have gotten.
That's the one.
You wouldn't have gotten nothing.
Maybe I could have won.
You were correct. Congratulations. Now what?
Can we get back to the point? In 2 weeks, Endgame made more money than any film to become the second highest grossing movie of all time.
Yeah, that is insane.
Right.
But no movie has ever been released in more theaters.
And that is still incredible.
There are like 7 billion people in the world.
To be fair, I mailed them all of my life savings to make sure that they can continue to afford to make such incredible cinema.
Is that what it is? Very good. Thank you, Alika.
It was the Maui Comics and Collectibles guarantee for no flight suits.
Oh, God.
I was like, thank you.
Well, I tell you what.
Only Iron Spiders.
It sunk Titanic, okay, at the box office. Titanic is now number 3.
I don't know if you're familiar with history, but Titanic sunk itself.
Titanic was sunk by an iceberg, sir.
Right. Straight ahead.
Pride.
Titanic is a class.
Pride sunk Titanic.
No, all those rich white people lived.
No, well, not all of them. But here's the thing, is that I find it interesting that it only needs to make 800 million more to beat Avatar. And I think that that might be possible.
I'm not going to say it's not. I think that it's never been. Avatar didn't have, adjusted for inflation, Avatar still wouldn't have had a chance to really beat it because it didn't get released in as many theaters.
Avatar, the only reason why Avatar made as much as it did, it kept re-releasing itself. It re-released itself twice. And the first run, there was a second run with 15 extra minutes, and there was another run after that.
Do you think that they would re-release Avengers because of Oscar buzz?
No way. There's not going to be any way. Well, it doesn't need to. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't think it ever needs to because it's going to make all its money.
They should do an extended cut where Gamora has a halo. I'd watch that.
and Peter Quill puts it in his mouth. Sucking on a halo.
This tastes like Nebula.
Oh my gosh, it's horrible. Anyway.
Well, it also tastes like Thanos.
Anyway, getting back to Marvel and the point of Marvel.
There's no point to Marvel.
There is. Let's talk a little bit about the trailer for Spider-Man.
Far from home.
Far from home.
I liked watching Spider-Man cry.
I
cried like a little bitch.
I was a little bit, I don't know how to say this. It was interesting because they're actually talking about multiverses.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what Mysterio's obviously the bad guy in this. So,
right.
So he's not really from a multiverse.
Mm.
He's not really a hero.
He might be, though.
Well, I think it's a red herring. I don't think that he's really...
No, I know what you're saying, but, I mean, consider this, the Skrulls.
Yeah, but, I mean...
And the Kree.
They
don't fall under the same categories that they did in the comics. Not anymore.
Yeah, but they're not from multiverses, though. They're from this universe.
Dude!
I don't think it's a bad way to go about it. It could be a red herring, and he's just...
Anything that's multiversal is just...
Well, they're not. I mean,
But the only thing that makes me think it's not a red herring, or there is going to be multiverse actually introduced if it's not through Mysterio.
It's because you want it to happen.
Is because Marvel needs it to happen.
They don't need it to happen.
Do you think they need it to happen?
You guys want it so bad.
No, it's not that I want it so bad. It's that they're gonna. There's a lot of things that they could get to story wise without going through 20 more movies.
Because they want to go through 20 more movies. I kind of do.
I think they want to get to all these characters without having to explain how they get there.
I have to say that format does have a point. They need material. And I think that this may provide them some material.
That's what I'm saying. The multiverse provides material.
So, I mean...
He's saying the multiverse isn't useful in any way.
No, I'm saying it's useful. What I'm saying is you want to use it as a shortcut to get to other stories.
I think they're going
to
use it as a shortcut to get to other stories.
And I'm saying it's not necessary.
Yeah.
It may not be necessary, but I'm pretty sure that's what's happening.
They've got the sovereignty that's making Adam.
The sovereign
that's making it Adam.
Right.
Really?
Adam Warlock.
The multiversal guy.
The multiversal guy.
that shouldn't exist.
Yeah.
Well, they would have introduced him in Captain Marvel.
Right.
If they were going to go to do the multiverse at the beginning.
I mean, from
right, but
yeah, I know. But what were you saying? Oh, yeah, I think the camera wasn't responding, so turn it back on.
I think that the multiverse is a red herring. That's why I think it's a red herring, because they're not going to get to it.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think that they need. I don't think that they actually need it. I don't think that they
hold it.
They don't.
Yeah.
So. No, I'm with you, but I'm not necessarily saying he's evil.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Hmm.
So wait a minute. So are we saying that this is a multiverse, Mysterio or not? One more time, Alaka. Now press it and hold it, and I'll let you know, because we're messing with the camera here, pod guys that are listening. Yeah, you'll see the let it go, and then you'll see the light come out again. There you go. There it is.
Oh, we're good now.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. So let it look. But anyway, so my thing was is that when I saw Mysterio, it's my favorite character. My favorite character.
I thought it looked really neat.
He's your favorite robot, right?
He's my favorite. I love him. I love him very much. And so to see them shake hands was a little interesting. I don't know. They did make it a point to mention multiverses, so I don't know what that means. I don't know.
They did it in two separate trailers now.
Well, this one was very blatant. So they very much... Yeah, they very much...
Fury was very...
clear.
It comes from a little, yeah.
You know what also was interesting about the trailer that I thought was funny about the trailer was that they are setting up, and this is why I don't agree with you with the whole killing him off thing. They are setting Spider-Man up to be setting him up to be Iron Man, which is weird.
No, Captain Marvel's going to take over for Iron Man.
But they made it seem as if.
Captain Marvel's not smart, though.
That is true. She's brute force. So, but to be fair, though,
Iron Man was like the leader.
Happy is there and telling him, "Hey, listen, this is what's going to happen."
Cap was the leader.
Yeah. So,
right. Well, so okay. Iron Man's the Godfather. He started it. He got the Avengers together, and Cap led it. And now neither one of those characters are there anymore. So Captain Marvel's going to take over for him.
Cap can't do both. She can't do both.
Are you saying Captain Marvel's going to take over for Iron Man?
And Iron Man and Captain America.
She is so not invested in the Avengers.
She's not.
She pops in for like 10 seconds. She's like, yo, what do you
need?
Punch a hole in the wall. I'm out.
Peace.
And she literally is on the holophone. She's not, I don't have time for her.
That's right. She's like, hi guys, there are other galaxies, bro.
She's the first to hang up. She's like, I got to go, peasants.
She does
not care about any of the Avengers. How is she?
I don't know, but she's going to be in 7 more movies.
Right, but the fact is that they're setting up something for Spider-Man, at least in this movie, what the trailer looks like. They're setting him up to be an Iron Man figure, which I find fascinating.
Do you think that Tom Holland wants to? Tom Holland's got a get out of jail free card right now. If he doesn't renew his contract. Like he can actually like walk away from this whole franchise a richer person. Like instead of the way that Chris Evans or Robert Downey Jr. are walking away with 11 movies under their belt, and you know it's going to be hard to cast a 50-year-old actor known for being an action star in superhero movies.
Wait.
So like I think that Tom Holland's got a better it'd be a better career move for him to walk away from.
So
the Marvel
you're telling
cinematic
me
universe.
That this
that's
has to,
why
this,
they would kill him
so,
off.
So wait a minute.
Well, you're, no, I mean they would kill him off if they didn't. I mean if he didn't renew.
So
his contract.
In order to maintain his integrity as an actor, he's going to turn down the Spider-Man role.
No, I'm saying that he if he was smart, I think that he could walk away from this and then actually get more work. Like now he's famous. He's been in 4 of these movies now. And I think that he's really established himself as a leading man. He's established himself as an action hero. And he doesn't have to be beholden to Marvel for the next 10 years of his life.
Do you think Robert...
Wait, kind of related to that, has anybody else in their spam feed or whatever seen that there was like supposedly this unwatchable movie that he filmed with Daisy Ridley or something, and they're like canning it? And
Daisy Ridley? Really?
Yeah.
Did not see
Tom
that.
Holland and Daisy Ridley, some kind of like survival flick.
Did not. I did not see anything
that
at all.
It's one of those sponsored posts, so you know it's spam, so you know it's not like legit, but
right.
There's a picture of them standing next to each other, so you're like, were they in a movie together?
I don't remember them being in a movie together, but I still find it, fascinating that does somehow Robert Downey Jr.'s stock as an actor go down because he was with the Iron Man franchise for 10 years?
No, but I mean, like, realistically, how many more movies does he want to do? He was one of the highest paid actors in Hollywood.
He knew when to get out. He wasn't.
I think that he would have gotten out earlier if he could.
His stock was on the downturn.
He was doing jobs all throughout his Marvel career.
Yeah, he was. My favorite in particular was the Judge. I love the Judge. I think the Judge is fantastic. But the fact is
that authority figures.
Robert Downey Jr.'s career was on the downturn before Iron Man started. He had he was having issues with
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Once again, I love that movie. It's my favorite Robert Downey Jr. movie. But you got to admit, though, this guy was on the downturn. He was having issues at home. He was having issues with drugs, alcohol, blah 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 blah. And then John Favreau was cleaning his life up. And John Favreau said, "Hey, listen, I think this would be the perfect guy for Tony Stark." And Paramount was like, "No, are you kidding me? This guy's nothing but trouble." But he fought for him. He fought for him hard, and he was absolutely right. And he came, and he became the face of the franchise. And yes, after 10 years, I think he now knows that he understands that he's moved on from that character, same way that Hugh Jackman did.
And Chris Evans.
I don't think their stock has gone down.
No, I'm not saying that. No, that's – so what I'm saying is that if they left halfway through, if they had a way out, like they would have left at the top. You know, they would have been like out. They would have had three movies under their belt. They would have had these trilogies. They would have been a part of a franchise.
Right.
They didn't leave at the top?
I think they did.
They were at the best of their game.
Yeah, man. I would guarantee somebody would walk to the theater to go watch an Iron Man 4 movie by any. For sure.
Right. But I mean, but a Robert Downey Jr., like, romantic comedy is not going to pull a bunch of people in.
So
arguing for them to stay with
him.
What I'm saying is that I think that they should have left earlier. And I think that if Tom Holland leaves now, I think that he's leaving at, like, peak stardom. You know?
Okay.
I mean, how many movies did Tobey Maguire do after Spider-Man 3?
Do you think Ben? Okay, my question is.
Yeah, but I mean, but I'm like, honestly. Like,
this is weird.
He's a producer now. He doesn't do that many movies.
Did you just ask him? And he answered you, and then you were like, no, but like, really?
No, I'm serious.
He's not happy. The numbers, though.
Todd's like, he's not happy. What?
He did. He did like three movies after that.
Question.
Great, he's Gatsby's depressed. One, right?
He's got a dad bod.
Great Gatsby's
his
one.
His breath stinks.
Was he in Seabiscuit before Spider-Man
3?
His
depilatories are getting more expensive.
No, Seabiscuit is before.
Tobey Maguire was in a great, Sacrifice with Liev Schreiber.
Does that basically went straight to video?
No, it did not. It was a great movie, by the way.
And it made a couple
He made a very
dollars.
Serious political thriller, and yes, no one really wanted to see it, but it was good.
He went to three movies that nobody saw.
He's done and now he
produces movies.
Yes, he does.
So what I'm saying is he's not a superstar, and Spider-Man 3 kind of ruined his acting career. And I think that if you're in a bad franchise like this, I mean, like, look at how many
Spider-Man 3 is a bad franchise.
No, you only have to be in one movie. Like, Spider-Man 3 killed the franchise. They were going to do Spider-Man 4, but then they walked away from it.
There's a curse, is what Todd's saying, is every third Spider-Man will kill your career.
No. Well, it
so
only
took
only
after t- Far From Home. Gotcha.
It only right, took it only sense. It only took two to kill Andrew Garfield.
He was getting out before the third movie.
So that makes sense. Him and Shia LaBeouf for Sean Crapps and an alley.
Let me finish what I'm gonna say.
So I think that like if you you're in a bad movie in one of these franchise films,
okay,
it's gonna hurt your career.
Okay.
Do you think that David Harbour is going to be like he's going to be hired back for a big sci-fi big budget action movie?
Yeah,
again?
Stranger Things season 3.
That's a television show.
No,
he's not going to be in a movie.
They're like Hellboy sucked. We're editing you out.
So that's my point is like
Howard the Duck.
I think that if he's under contract to be in seven more of these movies, and like not all seven are really that good. No, he's gonna walk away from these films. I don't think that Anthony Mackie is that big of a draw either. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think that some of these guys that are gonna be in these Marvel films for, you know, another 8 or 9 years, it's good that they've got work, but I don't think that they're gonna be in a lot. They might be sacrificing those starring roles by being, they're like, nah, I got this Marvel movie on the schedule. I can't.
So you
do
think
it.
They're more respectable as an actor if they were to call it a day on this franchise stuff and just start doing small independent movies or something?
No, I'm just saying that I think that if Tom Holland got out
right
now, he's not going to have to make another 7 Spider-Man films. He's at like peak popularity. Everybody likes him. And he can be like, hey, I was in a movie that made $3 billion.
Tom Holland doesn't make movies between Spider-Man though.
But the
last movie was like the Impossible.
You know what's the ironic thing is, Todd, is that it seems a little depressing that it's like all of a sudden he gets on Spider-Man, this becomes this huge success, and all of a sudden he's got to quit because it's going to ruin him. Do you think Benedict Cumberbatch needed to do Doctor Strange? No. He was doing fine just by himself. He had Sherlock, which was a big film. Number one, he was great. And number two, he was doing stage work. He was doing Frankenstein with Johnny Lee Miller, which was amazing. Exactly. He was nominated for Imitation Game, which was a spectacular film. He didn't need to do...
That guy's drowning in poontang.
Yeah, his wife's. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
That must be huge.
But
how
I just
drown in it?
So, I mean...
I'm saying that I think that it would be a good move for him not to have to be in these until and sacrifice.
I don't understand.
I think it's great that you're trying to look out for the kid. Yeah. But he must be like, I love making Marvel movies.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Like,
he's
did
making
you
a lot
ever
of money
take
out
that
of
into
it.
Consideration?
Yeah. He likes making Marvel movies.
No, but I'm just...
He's like, oh, man, I've got more Marvel movies coming up on the docket. But what does Todd Bernardi think? Maybe I should give it all up and do... commercials.
Tom Holland.
No, I think that, but I think that like he could be another action star. I think that he could really grow into his own.
What's saying he can't?
He needs to get rid of what I'm saying.
I think what it's, it seems like it's what you're saying. Look, what I understand is I get what you're saying. Number one, I will say
he can only do one or the other.
Well, here's the thing: is
he
could
be in the Harry Potter reboot.
Eric Bana. After Hulk had a decent
career. Awesome. Amazing.
Still a decent career.
I still know who that is.
Hulk was not his shining moment.
I don't think he had a great career after Hulk.
I did. I do.
Because you don't watch the wife? Movies that
of course not.
He was
nobody
in.
Did.
I don't know. If, by the way, Edward,
you're proving my point.
Edward Norton in Incredible Hulk was fantastic. He was great. That movie was also successful.
Look and nobody that, wants to work with that guy. Like everybody kind
of
thinks.
Look
that
at the cast
mess.
Of Fanforstic. They're all doing good.
They're all doing good. That is very true. Fantastic Four.
No, it's pronounced Fanforstic.
There's
a four in it.
First of
they
all,
with fours in that universe.
Michael B. Jordan, he's
got another franchise called Creed that he's relying on.
But according to you, he should just leave it because he's now at the top of his game. That doesn't make any sense
it's
to me.
It's not a superhero movie. Like what? I'm not saying. Like,
far from canceling on Creed, I think they should jump to MMA.
No, I mean, and he's not under contract to make 7 more Creed films. What I'm saying is that when they hire Tom Holland and they're gonna rewrite his contract, he's gonna be Spider-Man for like the next 20 years.
I seriously doubt that, man. Because they
well,
we're
okay,
all right, his
11 years,
that he might be stoked to do that.
Even that's true. Maybe
yeah,
he is.
He's getting paid a lot of
money.
Well,
but you know how Disney does things. First, they put on the GPS tracking collar, and then they inject him with an obedience serum.
I'm sure that he loves not being able to read a full script. I'm sure that he loves
Who's
being treated
that
the way
can't?
That he is. Disney, they wouldn't let him read the whole Avengers script because they were worried that he was going to spoil
because
the movie.
Because he's super excited to be in a Marvel movie.
Right. So what I'm trying to
he's
say...
He's just a dumb kid.
He's a kid.
What I'm trying to
You're
say...
You're killing me,
like
Tom.
Yeah,
You're
what I'm
killing
try-
me, man.
He's
what
got
I'm,
the childlike innocence of A-Ron.
What I'm trying to say is that if
That's he, why we don't let A-Ron read anything.
Sure.
I'm just saying...
He's going to spoil it for everybody.
Keep him stupid.
I'm just saying he could be in better movies.
See, yeah. A-Rod could be in better podcasts, but
don't
we
tell
keep
him,
him
that.
Stupid.
Yeah,
and let him not read anything.
I like being stuck in the Marvel.
That's
movie.
True. It's very true. Todd,
no,
yeah,
we
are
goodness. The Marvel. We're the podcast.
I have
Marvel
to tell you something. I'm just
saying that like if he didn't have to he doesn't have to sign a 7 movie deal
every week. You
well, he doesn't need to
every week. You consistently question my downright. asinine stupidity.
How did we even get here?
Forgetting yeah,
we're
subject.
Talking about the trailer and how much fun it was.
I know.
And like talking about Razor versus. All of a sudden, we're discussing Tom Holland's contract.
Yeah, and it's
because you kept bringing up the fact
Todd's
that
like, oh, Marvel Spider-Man Far From Home. What happens to this Tom Holland kid 30 years down the road? You think he picks up a smack habit in 5 years? I think so, especially because of Spider-Man.
That's true.
I think he starts hanging out with Macaulay Culkin and the little Culkin. I forget what his name is.
What happened to
but
him?
They're all doing little smack Culkin. In an alley.
Little Culkin. What happened to Macaulay Culkin after Home Alone, huh? Huh? What
Macaulay
happened to his
Culkin
career?
And Minnie yeah. Culkin? Yeah.
So you guys are proving my point.
God. Oh my God.
Hey, Macaulay Culkin had a good career after Home Alone.
Oh my gosh, you're killing me.
I mean, he was in he was in the Nutcracker.
So wait a minute.
Getting even with Dan.
Okay, one last thing. So your logic dictates that Brie Larson should not, and I repeat, not sign up for 7 more movies.
No, she shouldn't have.
She already did.
I don't think that she should have. I don't think that Chadwick Boseman should have. I think that like a lot of these guys were I think that they did it for the paycheck. I think that it was a really good.
Can I say my favorite Chadwick Boseman mean tweet?
Uh-huh.
How's the blackest brother in Brooklyn gonna have a name
like
Chadwick?
That's a great one. Great tweet. That's a great tweet. What I don't understand is if unless you're suffering for your art, you're not somehow legitimized. And
no,
I think
that's
how
what
it
I'm
feels
saying.
To
so,
me.
Okay, so what I'm trying to say is if and this is just a hypothetical. If Sony doesn't want to renegotiate the Marvel deal, and they want Tom Holland to be their Spider-Man for the next 3 movies,
yes,
that's a different issue.
I think that he could walk away and still be in a very in demand actor in Hollywood.
I think a kid like Tom Holland is ecstatic about being around an amazing group of people that he calls friends now. I think he's stoked that he's Spider-Man. I think that for a kid his age, it is probably a dream come true for him.
I mean, a kid his age, he's like 22. I mean,
he's a kid.
Elon's 47.
He's a kid. So he's a kid. But anyway, I digress. Getting back to the point, Holland in this new trailer for Spider-Man Far From Home looks like he's having a great time and loves being in the suit.
The point is, he's having a hell of a time. Don't doodle on his career.
Stop crapping on his career.
Just let the kid live.
He doesn't have to do 7 Marvel films.
He doesn't.
Because he's going to be able to do... He could do all of these movies.
Why are you worried about the 7?
I'd approve of him.
Worry about what's here now.
What? Resident Evil was a great...
It's true.
Mila Jovovich still gets
money.
There was also 6 of those.
Which follows the video game perfectly.
Right. And by the way, we know what Daniel Radcliffe's career was like after Harry Potter.
Yeah, he was naked on stage.
That's right. And we also know what Johnny Depp's career was like after Pirates of the Caribbean.
He beat up his wife.
Yeah. That's how good it
First
was.
First of all, stop saying the truth. But he didn't.
Actually,
it was just the opposite.
Actually, Radcliffe made some good movies.
He did. He made some great movies. Swiss Army Man was great.
He farted water in that one.
Yeah, he did. He's really good. Anyway.
Man, that guy can do whatever he wants.
Anyway.
He got that Harry Potter money.
I am very excited to see Mysterio, even if it is Jake Gyllenhaal, in Spider-Man Far From Home. He is my favorite Rogues Gallery character. I've never thought I'd ever get to see him on the big screen.
Fun.
I'm so super excited for that. And
it'll
I hope it's
fun.
A good movie. I hope it's good. I hope it's a good time.
Curious.
By the way,
if that's Hydra Man.
We will be doing
Ultraman
the premiere in July for Spider-Man Far From Home. And Todd is not invited.
I'm the Homecoming, I think, was probably my favorite Marvel film.
Unbelievable.
Why he needs to quit.
That's why he needs to quit.
That's right.
You hear that format?
Tom Holland.
That's right.
Such a great movie, and that's why you need to get out now.
Get out now.
He was in
so you can get into other movies that are not going to be as entertaining.
That's right.
Because...
Michael Keaton knew where the good money was. He came back to superhero movies.
Dang right he did.
He's like, give me some wings. I need
That's
to
right.
fly.
Huh? And if Shia LaBeouf wasn't crazy, he would have still been in every single Transformers movie, right?
Probably,
yeah, with that Megan Fox.
That's right.
Rat Tails are hot. Yeah.
Well,
damn right it is. Transformers.
I mean, if only the Transformer movies were good.
That's right.
Then we could do it.
You know what they should have done? Wait. The Transformer movies are just as good as the Marvel movies.
Wow. You know what? I actually kind of agree with you on there.
No.
I think they're actually really good. I enjoy them, especially the last night. It's my favorite.
Marvel movies do not have a robot heaven, so no.
That is my...
No, they have the multiverse, and that's pretty much close.
No, it's not. One of those, not until we see it.
One of those Earths.
Format is absolutely right. Revenge of the Fallen is the worst Transformer movie of all time. I freaking hated that
movie. Isn't
there
a portal in that one?
No, there's a robot heaven, though.
Was it Thor, the Dark World?
That only robots can see.
That's right.
Turns into a Transformer.
unless
you're Sam Witwicky.
Unless you get to get in for some reason.
That's right.
Was this Ghostbusters 2016 bad?
It was bad. It was bad. Very, very bad.
Worst movie you've ever seen?
Worst movie I've ever seen?
Grease 1.
That's a tough... Grease 1 is probably the worst movie I've ever seen. I would have to say hands down. But, ladies and gentlemen...
I think that it's going to be a good movie too. I'm excited to see it.
You're such a freaking Debbie Downer about everything.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, like, could you imagine?
I'm more depressed now.
Thank you.
No, but I'm just saying, like, could you imagine, like, Tom Holland, like, they Sony and Marvel can't work it out.
I can
Tom
imagine Hall- anything.
I don't think that Tom Holland should stall.
Tom Holland signing contracts is probably like last on that list.
That's right. I can't wait till Tom Holland is not Spider-Man, guys.
I'm still stuck on Benedict Cumberbatch drowning in a poo tank.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
A single poo tank.
Before we move on, anything.
Can't wait.
Before we get to hard media, I wanted to talk about something that is off of movies.
You have to say it like that or else it's gross.
Tang.
That's not the way The Rock says it.
It's like tang. But it's.
Stop
with
it.
A little poo
Stop
in it.
It.
A little
Stop
poo.
Stop trying to over-explain it.
Quick.
It's poony tang.
Yeah. It's pootie.
Not pootie tang.
No, it is. It's pootie. Did you not see the movie? It's pootie.
I know it's pootie, but we're talking about poon.
Oh, okay.
What's the difference?
All right. That's not what I was talking about.
What's the difference?
Shut up, Todd.
One's a person and one is on a person.
Todd.
Oh, okay.
Shut up, Todd.
Point to Alikas.
I'm going
to
turn your mic off.
I just want to know how you could drown it. I want to see this happen.
Anyway.
Willing to figure it out.
Before we move on to hard media, I did want to talk a little bit about, I said I was going to talk about it last week.
Let's get a dunk tank full of
booze. Shut up, Todd.
I think that was like Real Sex 37.
It's not even remotely what I want to talk about.
Can we do an episode that's just we review every Real Sex there's been?
No!
There's like 307.
Never happening. Ever.
Watch
ever.
Them all.
I'll go first. You guys can try and drown me in the pool.
Shut up, Todd. I'm turning your mic off. You're done. Anyway, before we get into hard media, before we get into hard media, I do want to talk a little bit about a video game that I've been playing this last week. Days Gone, but exclusively on
that?
The PS4. It is a zombie video game, more or less. It's an open world zombie game.
Oh, like Resident Evil.
Not like Resident Evil at all. But
no, I said
okay.
Residence.
No, it's nothing like that. But I don't know if Foreman had a chance to even play it yet. I have to tell you something. If you haven't, if you've read the reviews, a lot of reviews aren't very good. I have to tell you something. I'm really enjoying it, and I think it's very well done. It's kind of like Far Cry. It's a little bit of State of Decay.
How
it's
far
like
are
Last
you?
Of Us.
How far are you?
Maybe 4 hours.
That's why.
Shut up.
That's why it's enjoyable.
Shut up.
Because you're only 4 hours in.
Listen, they say it's going to take 60 hours. So, I'm 4 hours into a 60-hour game. That's pretty good for me, you got to admit. So, I mean.
No, I don't think that is.
I think it's really good. Plus, I'm balancing that with Mortal Kombat 11. I'm trying to get as woke as that game is. So, I'm kind of enjoying
it. Swan left his copy here at the shop.
Did you like it?
I tried it out. I'm not a fan.
Which
sucks. I feel so guilty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry. I apologize to the FTC, but
who's that?
I don't like Mortal Kombat 11. The fighting game community.
I have to tell you something. I've always liked Mortal Kombat. I think the dial-a combo stuff has always been good for me. I enjoy that.
It's Mortal Kombat. Like I should love Mortal. Like I love Mortal Kombat, but I do not like 11.
This is gonna
11
sound...
feels.
Like a poser?
No, it feels like they didn't finish it.
I agree.
I don't know if that makes sense.
I don't like.
Everything feels like it's not done.
I'm kind of with you on that because it feels like the mobile economy, the mobile like game it. Economy, kind of took over for that game. I and don't like crypt? That. The crypt is awful.
The crypt is annoying.
The crypt is super annoying.
You do puzzles, you unlock things for the right to pay for things.
That's correct. Absolutely right. That's so awful. Bad. It's awful. That is true.
NRS, get your stuff together,
That's
man.
That's right, man. NetherRealm Studios. I will say this about Mortal Kombat. I do like the fighting mechanic this time around because it's a little slower than the other ones, and it gives me an opportunity to be a little better at the combos. I like that. So, the you know, it's not that they don't have... you see what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, right? Yeah, because I'm not the greatest at it. So, but I love Mortal Kombat. So, even though this is woke, I have to say that the crypt is awful. They are apparently fixing it. The towers are very hard for no stupid reason. It's ridiculous. But anyway, Mortal Kombat 11. If you want to play it, rent it. And
do
please,
you like Mortal Kombat.
I love Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat's great.
Because on the past pod, you referred to it as Moron Kombat.
Did you?
Well, yeah, because that's what it's. Yeah,
turned into
that's the affectionate name for
only for more
for Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
I'm a moron for this
Moron Kombat. I don't know.
No, Mortal Kombat.
I've heard that term.
See, now I'm trying to fight myself from saying it because I say it so often. But like Mortal Kombat, it's a great franchise. It's like the whole thing about it is such a pure from a gaming standpoint. It's such a pure thing, you know. And I've been there from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And even the side games, Shaolin Monks and Special Forces and all
Shaolin
that
Monks.
Stuff.
And,
is that
and
Shaolin just, Monks an RPG?
Kind of.
It's like an action.
Tried to be.
Yeah, kind of.
Side scroller, remember?
Oh, it's a side scroller. Oh, wait. Yeah.
And so, like, I've gone through the journey, and I thought 10 was kind of, like, disjointed. Like, it felt like they were trying to do too many things. But after a while, they fixed it, and it got better.
What was XL?
XL was just a remaster of that game, adding in all of the content.
So put it this way: I played 1 and 2, and I quit at 3. I played it a little in the arcade, and I was like, never mind. Yeah. And then
that was the introduction of the run button. So
I was done with that.
I think I hated
once
the
you
run
add
button.
New like Tony Hawk 2 perfection. Tony Hawk 3 absolute garbage. Like once you introduce a new mechanic, I'm out of a game already. But anyway,
you're like Todd's Tom Holland.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. After the second one, you need to get out.
Nice. But I will say,
I'm not going to do smack with any Culkin.
I put more quarters on that Mortal Kombat machine than I did a Street Fighter machine.
Yeah, of course, it's more entertaining. But it depends what you mean by entertaining. But entertaining to watch.
Entertaining to watch, yeah.
So the next Mortal Kombat I played after 2 was XL.
Mm-hmm.
And because I watched people play Mortal Kombat before then, kept changing the mechanics, combos, all this, introduced the 3D fighting element with PS2 and all this. Mm-hmm. And it's just nothing I was into. And then XL.
I played the crap out of XL.
I used the button, the move commands that I had remembered from Mortal Kombat 2, and they worked. Mm-hmm. That's how you get the players back. I was like ready to get, and Mortal Kombat 11 looked like it was more.
It does. It does the same dial of combo stuff. It does.
Like Raiden was back forward. You know.
Yeah. It still does that. All the brutalities and the fatalities are still there, but of course you have to find them in the crypt in order to use them. But don't get me started on that crap. Anyway, Mortal Kombat 11. Play it. It's good. Please play Days Gone. It's better than most people are making it out to be, especially reviewers. Check it out. It's very cool. I'm really enjoying it so far. I'm about 4 hours in, and I can't wait to play more. Anyway, ladies and
I
gentlemen.
I started...
what's up?
Playing Final Fantasy 14.
Holy crap, really?
Yeah.
The online game?
Yeah, so someone opted to pay for my sub. So they were like, dude... We're getting the band back together.
Holy crap. Do you like it? I've tried it. I can't get into it. I can't.
Is that the one with the K-pop band in the Cadillac?
No. That's 15.
That's 15.
14 is the previous one?
I like 15. 14 is the online game.
14 is the online game.
Yeah.
So,
14 had a very tumultuous lifespan.
It's okay. It's definitely... Like, I remember playing it when it first released, and I was not having none of it.
Sure.
But this seems like they wowed it up, if that makes any sense.
No, they did.
So, it's definitely easier to get into. It's a lot more player-friendly.
It's one of the only subscription-only games on the PS4 right now. And I think that's it.
It's one of the only sub games like at all now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like that and WoW and I think maybe a couple others.
There's one on Xbox called Black Desert, which everybody's playing on Xbox exclusively for now.
Is that an MMO?
Oh, okay. And that's on Xbox and PC. And that's been on PC for the last few years. That's a Korean MMO.
You guys got to go free to play.
Yeah, no, they are. Actually, this month it is going for the end of this month it's going free to play. Black Desert.
The Xbox one?
Yeah, the Desert one is, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but, man, all these games got to go free to play.
Right? I could not agree with you more, man. Could not agree with you more. I'm glad you're playing Final Fantasy 14. I was having trouble with it, and I just quit. I was playing for a while, and then I quit.
So, the arcade one-ups aren't all that great.
No, you mean the restructured?
One.
Yeah.
It has 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, I've seen
it's
those.
Like the cabinet itself is sturdy stuff, but the stuff that they make the controllers out of aren't best quality. You should
imagine, yeah.
It's more for show and to play a couple
of games.
I've
played one
of
those one-up cabinets. I mean,
they're fun
for what it is. It's
fun.
You know,
it's definitely not
like
professional quality.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not professional quality by any stretch.
But if you just want to have something fun in the corner of your house,
or in the corner of a comic book
store, it would get broken in here.
Yeah,
it would. Someone would amp out after losing and just kick it over and be done.
Nice. Not even amp out, just from constant use. Yeah. Those things are going to wear down quick.
And it's very true, very true.
You need a candy cab.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is time. You know why? It's time to check in with the man. We call him Aaron. Oh, that's right. And you know what that means?
Music.
It's time for a little bit of hard media. Tonight on the Nerd Watch,
I wish A-Rod. I smoked, because this would be smoke break.
Take it away. What's happening new this week on in hard media, sir?
At attention, A-Rod.
You have approximately 3 minutes and three minutes and change. All right, here we go.
The newest movie this week is.
Okay, now you can go.
Not too many people saw.
Which one?
Lego Movie 2.
Lego Movie 2 is out today.
Yep.
Oh wow.
Where is?
I'm not sure if any of us saw it.
I never watched Lego Movie 2.
I didn't see it either.
I didn't realize it came out.
Yeah. Because the first one's so good, but
I hate the first one.
So I heard the second one is just the first one.
Yeah. I heard all of the actors after the second one, they got out so that they don't make a third one.
Yeah, but I mean, if they have a bad one, then he can't get out.
They already got out. So,
they did. They got out already.
Like the Twilight Zone.
There's a directorial debut by Ethan Hawke, which got a lot of awards.
Oh, which
Sundance?
One?
Gattaca 2.
All Blaze.
Holy crap, if it awesome. Was Gattaca 2, I'd be all over that.
Oh, I'd be all over that.
Directed by Ethan Hawke.
And Jude Law unburns himself at the very beginning of it. He's like, psych, not on fire, psych.
I'm not much of a documentary person, but this is a great documentary. They Shall Not Grow Old.
They Shall Not Grow Old is amazing. Amazing. Oh, I'm with you 100% on that.
Is it about
it's about World War One and the World War soldiers. It's excellent.
Well, it's not about. It's actual footage remastered and actually digitally colorized.
It's amazing.
They take photographs and animate them.
I thought it was about the Heaven's
But the way
Gate.
He does it is.
Oh,
oh.
Yeah, that too.
You'd be all over that. I know, Francine.
That'd be awesome.
You should not grow old because you're dead.
Nah. That movie could kind of be like about any dead people.
It's true.
Damn it.
What else, A-Rod?
For the anime fans,
One Minute.
My Hero Academia got a season 3 release.
Oh! Yeah.
My Hero Academia.
Mm-hmm.
Forrest Gump got a 25th anniversary.
Fair enough.
There's a 4K regular combo pack.
They edit out the AIDS. That's a real bummer at the end.
And a Best Buy steelbook.
Nice.
If you get it, get the Best Buy steelbook because it comes with the bonus disc.
Did you hear about the Forrest Gump sequel?
No.
Where Haley Joel Osment, the kid, has AIDS.
What?
That's what one of the treatments were.
Oh my gosh, that's
Tom
awful.
Hanks gave it to him.
Gumpier than ever.
What else?
And in Philadelphia?
Two of the best releases this week are
Philadelphia.
4K premieres, which is Backdraft.
Ooh, I love Backdraft.
Yeah, I bet you do.
And Black Hawk Down.
Black Hawk Down is a great movie. And ladies and gentlemen, that was your hard media with A-Rod.
And Black Hawk Down is the only the 4K is the only one that comes with the
music. Hey, music's
ending. I'm down.
Yeah. You're done, son.
Your music's
ladies
ending.
And gentlemen, that was A-Rod's Hard Media.
It's over.
Good job. It's over. Hooray.
You want more, don't you?
I will say this. I did see something. Speaking of Backdraft, I saw there's an actual sequel to Backdraft that's going straight
if
to
you
video.
Can believe that, yeah.
It's actually written by Gregory Wyden, the original writer.
And it has Donald Sutherland. It has, I think, Stephen Baldwin's in it.
And it's called Backdraft 2.
It's called Backdraft 2.
Un-freaking-real.
Drafting back.
Drafting back to the future.
Did you watch the trailer?
I did not.
They turned it into
what they
like
do
an
is they introduce
movie.
A multiverse, and everybody who died in Backdraft 1 is alive in Backdraft 2.
Well, now
2.
This is Kurt Russell's son.
Kurt Russell's kid?
Yeah.
What?
Is the
and what he does is he uses an enchanted radio to communicate with him in the past.
No, that's
and then
Dennis
he goes
Quaid.
To a lake
that's
house,
Dennis Quaid.
And then
that's
he
Dennis
goes
Quaid.
To a lake house, and he puts a letter in the mailbox, and mysteriously, another one from the past.
No,
comes
that
to
was
him.
His penis.
What?
Oh, what?
That's what he put in the mailbox.
No,
Keanu did
that. Was backdrafting.
Is that how that works?
I don't know how backdraft works in your timeline, but that's how it works in ours.
That's two back, two furious.
Two back, two furious. That's good.
If you're not out of control, you're not in control.
You're not in control.
listener Nicholas Muschek brings up the fact that Peter Mayhew passed away.
Peter Mayhew. I forgot to mention that. That's right. The great
rest
Peter
in love,
Mayhew.
Big guy.
Peter Mayhew is the man that we will affectionately know as Chewbacca for the rest of his life. He is the man, and we certainly do mourn his passing.
I'll know him as the guy who ripped an Imperial soldier's arm off.
That guy should have gotten out after the second movie.
Shut up, Todd. You're such an idiot. Well, I tell you what. He was suffering because of his height. He was suffering from some, from complications and disease, I guess, in his bones, I believe, or something like that. So he's always had issues concerning his height. We're happy that he was, of course, with us as long as he was. And, of course, a legacy in the Star Wars universe for sure. Peter Mayhew, sir, you shall be missed.
And we also lost John Singleton.
John Singleton.
Boys in the Hood.
That y'all want to see a dead body? That's my favorite line in any movie ever. Yeah.
Was he in Stand By Me?
No.
That was Stand By Me, brother.
No, it's Chewbacca.
Yeah, he said that in Boys in the Hood, too.
Was it?
Yeah.
No. Really? Because
when
it
they
was,
were kids, y'all want to see a dead body.
They had that whole Golden Boy thing.
That wasn't Stand By Me.
That's the plot of Stand By Me. They actually go to look at a dead body in Boys in the Hood. When they're young.
I don't remember that at all. Okay, I'm gonna have to look at that. Okay, because I don't.
Which hood was it?
Crenshaw. My old stomping grounds.
Are you sure it was Crenshaw? I'm pretty sure it was Compton.
No, it's Compton.
But
Crenshaw.
Yes,
I think Eazy-E was there.
Yeah.
I will say that if you had not gotten an opportunity to see John Singleton's work in Boys in the Hood, it was fantastic. He also is responsible for Too Fast, Too Furious. He also did a lot of television, and he also did a very underrated film, which a lot of people did not see, starring Ving Rhames and, of course, what is her name?
Vin Diesel.
No. Oh, no. Ving Rhames and John Voight. He did a great film directed. He directed.
What is
called,
her name? John Voight?
No. Angelina Jolie's dad is John Voight. And he did a great film called Rosewood. If you've never seen Rosewood, that's Rosewood is great.
Higher Learning is good too.
And
Higher Learning is good too.
And then Four Brothers. He did Four Brothers with Mark Wahlberg. And,
that was a good movie. Yeah,
it was a pretty decent flick as well.
Of the Mark Wahlberg
and
movies.
And the new Shaft with
New Shaft with Sam Jackson.
But his trilogy, Boys in the Hood, Poetic Justice, and Baby Boy.
Yeah.
People were not really excited about Baby Boy. I really like that.
I was not a fan of Baby Boy, but I did like Poetic Justice. And I think that was because I had more of an affection for Janet Jackson and her acting in that film. And Tupac was pretty awful. Huh? Nothing. Stop
that's
it.
That's Miss Jackson if you're nasty.
That's Miss Jackson if you're nasty, pal.
Well, then that's Miss Jackson.
Yeah. Did you ever see Poetic Justice?
Yeah.
Oh, you love that movie, right? It's pretty awesome.
Good, yeah.
Well, that's what I said.
That's where I learned to put hot sauce in the popcorn.
Yeah, it's really sad to see that John Singleton passed away. He was 51. He had a stroke.
Second celebrity, yeah.
Wow, that is too young, man.
He had a stroke. I can't even believe it.
Just like Luke Perry.
I think it's a, hey, cue up that spooky music.
Oh.
I think it was a CIA.
I think it was your comic book list. It was too salty for them.
What is it?
What's wrong with that? I think that works. Yeah, I think that
failure
works.
Is fine.
Yeah, but yes, John Singleton and, of course, Peter Mayhew shall be missed. And boy, now I want to watch Poetic Justice. So,
do you think when people die on the same day, they bump into each other at the pearly gates?
It's possible.
Let's just imagine that.
Peter Mayhew and John Singleton Just bumping into each other?
What's up, brother? Why are you talking like that, bro? Aren't you human?
Yeah. Chewie can finally go get his medal.
Okay. That's right, he can. That's, he can finally get his medal. Stuff. Very right. good, sir. Very good.
Oh, also, while we're mourning things, Jamie Torin points out that we lost 4 viewers while Aaron did his.
Hey,
rest
stop
in peace,
it,
viewers.
That is awful. That is absolutely
the
awful.
The only excuse to tune out of Nerd Watch is if you died.
The Nerd Watch's version of the snap
is Aaron's.
Hard media.
Yeah.
See, if only we had stopped it too.
It's true.
But we kept going, and that's why we kept going.
We lost it during Todd's.
No, actually, we
beat Tom Hall. They love Todd's rants.
They specifically said it was during the hard media stuff. So.
There was actually probably about 16 or 18 people watching during my rant.
Everybody watches your rants, right,
people, Todd? Because you guys get so inflamed. You guys are like, everybody likes
we
to
do.
See yelling, pulling
we
our
do.
Yeah, we
totally like monkeys squealing and throwing poo.
It's very true. We do fling a lot of poo, my friend. It is very true.
I just think that Tom Holland should get out while the getting's good. I mean, he's
got a couch
so much
for him, right?
He's got so much life ahead of him.
He's got so much to live for.
Because he's only 12.
Such a jerk.
Yeah, smack habit in 5 years.
Count him.
Only if he stays.
Him and McCulley and Minnie Culkin. All of them.
I told you about the Olsen twins.
Squirt Russell.
Right?
Only if he stays in the MCU. That's the only work that he's going to be able to get.
I told you all about the Olsen twins and you wouldn't listen to me.
You wouldn't listen.
Now you got time.
Yeah,
5 years.
Absolutely.
Start the countdown.
Speaking of time and somebody running out of it, Liam Neeson's got a new film that hit digital called Cold Pursuit.
Oh, really? Ooh, is it about him racially profiling a potential rapist?
No, it's white. And when I say white,
looking for any white guys?
It's in the snow.
Like how
it's in the snow. So,
he fights Jean-Claude in this one.
Yeah, he's tight. Francine, you have to make sure to come back next week because
Aaron's treating us to dinner next week.
Oh, Aaron.
Not anymore since you hate my hard media.
Nobody said they hated it. It just lost us a lot of viewers, man.
That's not the same thing.
Yeah.
We enjoy it.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Okay.
Be sure to tune in the week after that, too, for Aaron's review of A Dog's Journey.
Oh, man. Next week, we're going to have a review
That's
of Pokemon,
review of
which is going to be great.
Hey, how dare you? Dog's purpose is
great. You would say that, Aaron.
By the way, the reason why I said Francine needs to be back next week is because her Pillow Queen comes back tomorrow or next week, Tuesday.
What's a Pillow Queen?
Nothing.
No, talk.
None of your business.
What was that?
Bring it up,
Cynthia.
Then.
Why did you bring it up?
It seems like you want to talk about it.
It's a pet name that they have for each other.
Is that
right?
Like a California king? Is it like the Pillow Queen?
Something like that, right, Francine?
Something like that.
Yeah, it's like a chili queen.
Like a chili rainbow.
Yeah. Is that like a rusty trombone?
That's right. Cynthia will be back next week here on the show. I'm so excited, Cynthia. And it'll be a Mother's Day show. Kind of, sort of, because Mother's Day's on Sunday, right?
You mothers.
Oh, yeah. Wait, we're going to do a show on Sunday?
No. Well, it's going to be on Tuesday, but yet we're doing it right after Mother's Day. So it's going to be like a Mother's Day special.
Okay. Say hello to your mother for me.
So just be prepared. Bring, cupcakes or cookies or something.
Wait, I have to bring them?
Yeah, what?
You're a mom, right?
But I'm the mom.
Oh, that's right. God dang it. Do I have this backwards?
We all have to write her out. We will do one chore coupon.
That's right. Yes. We'll sweep
that's
the floor.
What you do on Mom's Day.
Yeah, we'll wash
one
the dishes.
One coupon for taking out the trash.
All right. Oh, there's a couple coupons for a hug. And sweet.
I'm going to be real cheap and make my whole thing hugs.
No. If I accept it, is that consenting?
That's definitely consenting. It's a coupon book.
Maybe a gift card someplace.
Where'd you slide it?
That's awful. I hate that. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to get out of here. So,
it under the Pillow Queen.
We will be back next week talking about Detective Pikachu, the Pokemon movie. I'm very excited for that. That's coming out on Thursday, 4 o'clock.
The Get Down season 2 never got,
it never got Get Down.
Baz Luhrmann quit with the production and.
Yeah,
it was such a good show, man.
You didn't know that? That's long gone.
I know it's long gone. I'm just saying. That's sad.
That is sad.
Because Justice Smith is in Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, that is very true. I will say this, too, by the way, just
that
before
guy
I forget.
Needs to get out of that
the
franchise.
Biggest film.
It didn't even start yet.
The biggest film in China's history is now on Netflix called The Wandering Earth. It's even bigger than The Endgame.
Wandering Earth.
Yeah.
Wandering Earth is
Wandering
dope.
Earth. Is it good?
Yep.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Is it a series or movie?
It's a movie.
Movie.
Yeah. So you're going to want to check it out. It's on it's on Netflix now. We didn't talk about it, Francine, but the Ted Bundy movie with Zac Efron is on there right now as well.
Oh, Ted Bundy is so handsome.
So
that's why he killed all those people, because he's smart.
One of a few movies I saw.
And you
watched
it?
We also finished watching The Act on Hulu as well.
The Act was that good? I watched the documentary, so I liked the documentary better.
I got up to episode 3 and I was like, I kind of know what's going to
happen. Well, we all know what's going to happen. It was dragging out too.
Well, the thing is, like, you can watch a true story. It's just there wasn't enough to keep you watching.
Is Zach the reason why to watch this Ted Bundy movie, or no? Don't even bother.
It's told from the perspective of the girlfriend Liz, so I think in that way I was interesting. But then it, you know, I just never turned it around and made him, you know, scary, vile, whatever the
it's
title
like. Why
was
would
called.
You if you were gonna really portray this guy Shocking. As vile and disgusting and evil? Mm-hmm. It's like nobody would want to play him. And now you got the handsomest, most chiseled ab dude wanting
to
play him.
Well, and he's
him.
So wholesome, right?
Yeah, and it's like this, it's just so disgusting. That's literally glorifying a serial killer. I see no value in that kind of story they're telling. It's like,
when they did it without, I know that they were trying to protect the victims. But I don't think they did them any justice by not even talking about what he actually did to them.
That's disgusting.
They mentioned it during the trial, but
Is the point of that movie? To show that Zac Efron is handsome and can be a murderer?
Yeah.
It's like I don't...
It was, yeah.
He
was,
sure is
handsome. I think that what you said is would be of interest, that the story's told from the girlfriend's standpoint. Yeah. That's an interesting story.
See, Tom Holland could
have
played
have
that
Have you role. Seen Zac with his shirt off? It's pretty
of
hot.
Of course, man.
He was so tan and like healthy looking. Yeah. And
like Zac Efron.
And yeah. Ted Bundy wasn't actually...
Zac Efron looked exactly like Zac Efron.
Yeah, it was
would.
Uncanny.
It was uncanny.
I Google image searched Pillow Queen. It was just a bunch of pillows, man.
That's a very safe search. There's not many left.
Yeah, take that.
Of those.
Good for you.
But Lily Collins is great.
You know what
now look at Urban Dictionary.
She's beautiful. You know what I just got hip to, and I'm really late with it, is I got a subscription to Shudder. And I'm really enjoying
Speaking
Joe
of
Bob
queens,
Briggs.
You are a horror queen. You love that stuff.
I love it. Yeah, I would have called myself a queen, but maybe. But,
You're the pillow queen of true crime.
Cynthia calls herself a bio queen.
That is true. Yeah. She does.
She owns
you
it.
You could be the pillow queen of horror. That's not what I meant.
Yes, please. Nope. I'll just lay back and take it.
You will.
I said true crime.
Okay,
not,
true
not,
crime.
Not
gotcha. So you're enjoying your Shudder subscription?
I am. Joe Bob Briggs is rocking my world. He's
he
amazing.
Is the man. He was the man on Showtime back in the 80s, and I always loved him.
Yeah, he's hysterical.
He's the best. I completely agree with you 100%.
And his rundown of movies... and movies like some things that I hadn't seen before, and there were some that I had watched, and just watching it over again was a treat.
Fantastic.
Joe Bob Briggs is on Shudder?
Yes.
Yeah, he's got a different specials.
Show?
He has a like At the Drive-In with Joe Bob Briggs.
Yeah.
New
so yes, yes.
Yeah, so every, awesome. I think every week
wow.
or every other
if
week,
ever there
it's
was a case
new...
to us. Subscribe.
Showtime.
It's only $5 a month or something like
is
that.
Is it really?
$4.99. It's super
Joe
cheap.
Joe Bob Briggs. Yeah. Like, at first, I was like, who is this guy? And then after a while, he grew on me like Elvira instantly, of course. You're in love with him, but he's like in that vein of,
oh,
like,
yeah,
you know,
what do you,
can't be.
What do you like about Elvira? Her pillows?
Her assets.
Her assets.
Oh, wow. Jeez Louise, Todd.
Her fashion sense.
That was just awful. Anyway.
Do I disgust you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Get a subscription to Shudder, according to Francine. It's one you will not miss.
Yeah, great movies on there.
Or you should not miss some good stuff. What's the last thing you watch on there?
Oh, we watched Basket Case last night.
Sweet
Critters
movie.
Is on there?
Yeah, Critters. There's a series.
Oh,
yeah.
There's a new series.
There's a Critters series,
on
yes.
Too. That's right, yeah.
Critters
that's why
is so good.
I mean, there's just so many. I can't even. Yeah, I'm really excited. So we got speakers for our Roku TV now, so it's all voice activated. We just sit back and it's like having a... Yeah, I don't ever have to leave the house.
Oh, so you just sit back and
I just take it.
Take the pleasure.
Take it in.
Wrong.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are so happy that you guys could be with us tonight. We are out of time. Francine will be back. Like. Of course, the one and only Cynthia will be back next week as well. Ooh. So for Cynthia, who's not here, of course, for the lovely Francine, thank you so much for being here.
You don't
here.
Speak for these
Thanks
women.
For speaking
yeah, Todd does that.
For Aaron, for Format, and of course... For the one and only Dr. Freaky, Daddy
I'm
Leaky.
Not a doctor.
And yeah, what this about, other guy.
These pages were sticking together.
What about me?
Todd Bernardi.
Hey.
I, of course, am G Money, and until
Tom
next
Holland,
week.
Save your career. Don't sign the contract.
Peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And until next week, we say to you guys, aloha.
These Marvel movies are not going to get
the
any better.
Now, baby.
The spin game.